This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Okay, you've watched everything on the home screen all week. Your eyeballs are screaming for relief.
Or maybe just some change. Well, you're in luck. Three different comedies are opening this weekend at the movies.
And are the critics laughing? Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
The late, great Bernie Mac, who passed away in August, stars with Samuel L. Jackson in the road comedy Soul Men. Once a popular singing duo that had a bad falling out, they now try driving cross-country together to attend a special tribute concert at the legendary Apollo Theater in New York City.
If we do this right, we can get a record deal.
I ain't trying to make no comeback.
Well, I guess you don't care about the 40 grand.
That ain't even enough. I got a lifestyle to maintain here.
A lifestyle, man. You got a pantry full of dog food. But I don't see no dog.
The critics are split about the movie, but almost all praise Bernie Mac and Sam Jackson. The Village Voice cheers Jackson and Mac carry the show. As swan songs go, Soul Men is pretty sweet. And the Hollywood Reporter adds, the film manages to succeed anyway, thanks to the entertaining performances by Mac and Jackson and its generous doses of raucous humor. And hey, it wouldn't be a movie weekend without some kind of sequel, so here's Madagascar, Escape to Africa. Yes, all the lovable creatures from the first film are back, only this time they ended up stranded on the vast plains of Africa itself, where they meet some of their own kind for the very first time. Ben Stiller and Chris Rock return to provide some of the vocal talent.
Good landing, boys!
Who says a penguin can't fly?
You see, I can't.
Hey, happy slappers! Is there some reason to celebrate? Look at the plane!
We'll fix it.
Fix it? How are you gonna fix this?
Grit, spin, and a whole lot of duct tape.
Overall, the nation's critics enjoy Madagascar, too. The Wall Street Journal crows good-natured, high-spirited, and perfectly enjoyable. Variety finds it lively and quite funny. And the Austin Chronicle promises young children will enjoy this piece of sweet cartoon candy. And for those in the mood for an R-rated comedy, here's Role Models. Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott star as two white-collar criminals who are offered a simple choice. Jail or community service mentoring some troubled youth.
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20. Large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
If you're looking for a good laugh, this movie might be the one for you. Killer funny, shouts Rolling Stone. USA Today applauds a surprisingly clever comedy, and the Chicago Sun-Times calls Role Models the kind of movie you don't see every day, a comedy that is funny. And listen, I can totally relate to the topic of this film. It's not easy being a role model. I know many young wannabe radio personalities constantly write to me about my exciting life. And I always tell them National Public Radio isn't all glamorous parties, sex, drugs, and stretch limos. In fact, it's more like tense staff meetings, sexual harassment seminars, echinacea, and pre-owned Volvos. They usually stop writing after that.
Mark Jordan Ligon is my hero. He's a writer living in Los Angeles. Oh.